Welcome to Popular Cultural Cherry. My name is Lawin and I am your host. In this podcast, we give you an outsider's perspective about European life, culture, and pretty much anything that is connected to this continent. So get ready to learn something new in a light and entertaining way. Hello everyone, welcome back to Popular Cultural Cherry. So first of all, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone. I hope you were able to get to see friends and family during the holidays and maybe kind of reflect about, you know, what you did over the last year and kind of what you're planning to do for the next year, because this is what I've been doing during the past few days, even the last month. Today is going to be a different episode, a very short one. And a solo one. It's been probably half a year since I did my last solo episode. And this kind of year-end season finale, I just wanted to kind of reflect on the different things I've learned after doing Popular Cultural Cherry for a little over a year now. I think I have 30 plus episodes. Probably 20 of them have interviews with other people, and a couple of them I did by myself when I started out. I think last year was more of an experiment. I met a lot of really great people. I learned a lot of new stuff about, not just about Germany, about Europe, about people's experiences, about myself as well. A lot of really intimate stories wherein at the end of the day, you have better perspective about certain things that you may experience in the future. You're kind of readying yourself mentally, emotionally, because you heard in some guy's podcast that this happened to some person and this is how that person felt about it. This is what other people did about these issues that you may face in the future. And I even got to meet one guy I interviewed when I was in the Philippines. So he was a German guy living there. And hopefully I get to meet more of you guys over the next year. Now I really just wanted to talk about the future, what kind of exciting content I will be bringing to the table in 2022. Past few weeks, I haven't been as disciplined in releasing content as I would have wanted. First of all, the pandemic has kind of normalized, / travel has been open, at least for a lot of Europe, and I had to travel both for fun and also for work. Last December, I spent a month in the Philippines. And I really wasn't able to commit that much time on the project, on Popular Cultural Cherry. You know, I used the time to really think about what I wanted to do for the next season. I thought it would be a nice time to end the season now that we got a lot of content, that I'm able to reflect a bit and know what I want for the upcoming year. And I really thought about focusing on where I live right now, focusing more on Germany, maybe talk about more everyday scenarios, kind of keep my conversations a bit more concise, a bit more shorter as well. I had some episodes in the past that could go on to 50 minutes and, you know, on average, I'd say it's between 30 to 40, maybe shorten that a little bit and try to kind of focus on specific topics instead of, well, obviously the person you're interviewing is super important as well, because they add flavor to the episode. They give you the content, the stories, but kind of try to make topics more coherent and kind of really focus on that topic. And obviously, as always, I'll be sharing my input about certain topics and get someone else to kind of verify what I think, or me kind of verifying what they think and their opinion about a certain topic is. So yeah, I thought about, you know, everyday Germany. Maybe it's your commute on a bus. Maybe it's what you think about public transport here, or whatever, politics here or something. Very relatable content. That's what I wanted to do. And, you know, we'll see where it goes. I don't know how many episodes that next season of Everyday Germany would have, but I'll try to stretch it to, you know, maybe a year, maybe half a year. Let's see what happens. I also saw the analytics, and, you know, I'd kind of be stupid not to use the analytics that I have in terms of improving my podcast moving forward. But obviously, I will be committing to at least doing 2 episodes per month. So it'll be every other week, releasing something on the weekends. As you may or may not know, I have a full-time job and I'm only really able to work on my podcast, mostly during Sundays because everything is closed in Germany. I'm really excited to do this. If you have feedback from my first season, or if you would want to talk to me for the second season, you know, make content together with me, then make sure you reach out. You know, I have my social media accounts. You can just slide into my DMs and write me something, and we can talk on how to, yeah, make content together, or give me feedback on the content that I have made for the past year. I started this podcast because I wanted to record interesting conversations I had with my friends, and I thought these conversations could actually be a blueprint for other people, something that they could follow. The point is to get people interested, to get people to step outside their comfort zones, to get people to try new things, especially to try new cultural things. Thus the name Popular Cultural Cherry. So I want people to, you know, if you have an opportunity to come to Europe or to come to Germany, I want you to be, you know, open to that experience. I want you to be prepared for that experience. And at the same time, I want you to enjoy that experience and not to shy away from these types of opportunities we get in life. Some of them are once in a lifetime, kind of like my story when I moved to Europe. And yeah, so in the end, I'm just really excited to be continuing this podcast. So yeah, looking forward to 2022. Anyone who's listening to this before the new year, happy new year. And you'll hear from me in a few weeks. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Pop Your Cultural Cherry. You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and other podcast streaming platforms. To be updated with our latest episodes, don't forget to give us a like and a follow on our Facebook page and our Instagram account.